Sit down and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 3. Pay close attention to the reading. Two verses we're going to look at. Matthew chapter 3, two verses. And I'll give you a prophetic word that can help you. We're going to be talking about opening the door for the Holy Spirit to fully operate in the church. Opening the door for the Holy Spirit to fully operate in the church. Now, you have to open the door for the Holy Spirit to fully operate in you. And so in these teachings, we're going to give some keys and insight on how to open that door that the Holy Spirit can have full charge. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. Now look what happened after that. And lo, the heavens, plural, were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. You see that? All three of that now, the God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, in these two verses. Verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I well pleased. If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, I believe I need him. Now, turn to Acts 2. Acts 2, where the birth of the church really took place in the aspect of the Holy Ghost giving them authority and power. The wind and the fire was in that Acts chapter 2. The wind and the fire. And then utterance was given. And we need God to give us utterance, don't we? And in Acts 2, I remember we read in Matthew's 3, and now we'll go to Acts 2:1. These Bibles get stuck together on you sometimes. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Y'all got it up? All right. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. All right, watch what happened. Now go to the next verse. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The house field is not good enough. Go to the next verse, third verse. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire and set upon each of them. And then the fourth verse. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues that the Spirit gave them utterance. So we see the church, Jesus baptized, and the church baptized, and you baptized. Right. Now, the word that I want to give you that the Lord, I'm going to give you just give me a minute. Sometime when I'm praying in the Spirit, the Lord give me a word and sometime two words, and I got to keep asking him, what is that? What is that? So I try to spell the words. I'm going to give you my spelling. H-A-S-A-C-U-S-A. And my computer didn't check that out. It must be a word or something. But I kept hearing Hachusa, Hachusa. I was praying in the spirit. You hear what he says now. And I want you to take it personally. You're about to go in depths of my spirit that you have never experienced before. Don't be afraid to keep diving. That's what he said. Don't be afraid to keep diving. There's so much more I have for you. You're about to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. And you're being set up to operate in peace that passes all understanding. Power. Listen, that will remove all impossibility. That's the Lord said this, to tell you this. Come before me as an empty pitcher designed to be filled, and let me run your pitcher over with my spirit. Let me feed you until you want no more, locking all your desires into my will. Opening the door of the Holy Spirit to enter the church fully, that each one of God's children can operate in full power and authority. That's the only way we're going to be able to do it. To operate in full power and authority, the Holy Spirit is going to have to be in his fullness. And I'm hearing the Spirit of God says, from this night forward, there's other territories you're going to shake. Carrying out God's will, operating in his anointing fully. Listen to this. Stand in tune to the divine plans of God for your life, for your family, and all of your assignments. So I will give you these keys that will enable you to open the door for the Holy Spirit to operate in you fully. I want to talk about the wind, the fire, the filling, the utterance, the boldness with unstoppable power. Turn back to Acts 2, 1. The wind, the fire, the filling, the utterance, the boldness, and unstoppable power all come alive when you know how to function in the Holy Spirit properly. The wind start blowing, the fire start burning, you'll be filled with glory. Your utterance will not be natural words. The Bible says in John 10, I think it says, he whom the word of God comes, did not I call you gods? See, when you're in the spirit, you're no longer human. And that's what the enemy did. He don't want us to know that the Holy Spirit came to make us super. And anytime, and no matter what come up, when you're in the spirit, you're superb over that situation. Because you're in the spirit. But if he can get you to act in the soul, act in the physical, act in the emotion, you're just like a regular person, but you're born again. Yes, sir. See? And when you're operating in the spirit, you're operating in resurrection power. Yes, sir. Undeniable power. You got that force in you. Yes, sir. Is there? Oh, yeah, it's there. And it's my job to train you. And so then Acts 2:1, see, it says that and the day of Pentecost will fully come to all there with one accord in one place. Look at verse 2 now. Now, how could they be in one accord? Maybe we all think different. They had to be in the spirit. There was one accord. Because you, up in here right now, Naturally, we can't get on one accord. You lack blue, I lack green or something else. You know, we can't fully get in one accord. But in the spirit, huh? So they undoubtedly, they were waiting by faith in harmony because what Jesus had said to them in Acts 1:8. He never failed, but you got to set yourself up to receive it. Oh, I got it, Lord. See, Acts 1:8, he had already told them, but if they were not on one accord, the Holy Spirit couldn't come. So the same way in your life, if you are not in the right position when the Holy Spirit come, he can't release the power because you're dangerous with power. You got to be in tune to function in this type of life. So there was on one accord. Then you see the wind. Go back to Acts 2. Give me verse 3. Because I want them to know now when we're talking about the Holy Spirit operating fully in the church and operating fully in you, the wind, the fire, the feeling, the utterance, the boldness, an unstoppable power going to be available to you. And he said on them with fire. How many of y'all baptized in the Holy Ghost? You got that fire. You got the utterance too. Now, when the church start moving in the spirit like we're talking about, and when you and I start moving in the spirit like we're talking about, here's something the Lord wants you to know. Divine assurance in every situation. Whoa. That it will come out with his favor upon it. Now just think about that. Just think about that. You live in a life, you know you have divine assurance, and they come in every situation that it will come out with God's favor upon it. For you, just for you. Now think back in life, some things you came through if you'd have had this statement. Huh? Yeah, yeah. Because God can turn terrible facts into favor if you're in the spirit. All them characters you read about in the Bible, that's what happened. There's terrible facts, but God, because they was in the spirit, turned it into their favor. I see God turning some things into your favor now. But you had to be in the spirit. Divine assurance. Divine assurance in every situation. Jesus Christ. If you're in the spirit, you see. If you got that door open, that it will come out with his favor. All right, Acts chapter 3, verse 4. Let's look at that in the scripture. Acts chapter 3, verse 4. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. Go to the next verse. And he gave heed at the lamb man unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Keep going. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Other way, we wasn't talking about he's broke. He just wasn't, you don't need no silver and gold. But such as I have, give out of thee, and because you're going to go still be crippled. That's why we have church service and leave crippled. Because they spend too much time on the offering. And other things, and not enough time on the word. And give the Holy Spirit a chance to minister to people who have a need to hear from God. Or they're doing something else. Singing 3 hours and preaching 10 minutes. Backwards, man. Listen. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. He got something. You got to make sure you got something. Give ID. And what he had? In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Go get your own money. Go to the next verse. And he took him by the right hand. You got to be bold. See, when the anointing on you, bold, he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately, his feet and ankle bone received strength. Why we ain't been seeing that? Why we don't have the miracle? Don't have a miracle atmosphere. We're in the process of creating a miracle atmosphere. What I said? Yeah, and at your house. Once you learn how to work it, it works everywhere. In every situation. No impossibility. There's no impossibility for the Holy Ghost. Say that. And the Holy Ghost lives in me. Therefore, there is no impossibility to me. As long as I'm in the Spirit. So you write down Acts 3, 4 to 10. I'm going to the next point. I give those who were here for intercession, intercessory prayer, 6 keys. 6 keys that will make supernatural things to happen in the Spirit. Romans 8, 26 to 28. One of the major keys that operating in the Spirit is infirmities. Recognize your infirmities. Recognize that without Christ, you are infirm. Your weaknesses, your inability, you're in something you can't do, something look like it's impossible, but it's possible when you shift gear. You're going to see it in Romans 8, 26. Turn your infirmities in. The next one is turn it over to the Holy Ghost in prayer. That's the second. You're going to see all that in Romans 8, 26, 28. Turn it over to the Holy Ghost in prayer. And then as you pray in the Spirit, it is said that God give you the mind of the Spirit. Yes, sir. So now you're no longer, Lord, I got two. You're no longer dealing with a logos, the written word. Uh-huh. You're dealing with a rhema. Yes, the word come alive on the inside of you. Matter of fact, it become a two-edged sword. Yes, so why can a person be quoting scriptures and die? It's coming out of their mind through their mouth. Coming out of their mind through their mouth. Never hit their spirit. And see, in these classes, you're going to learn how to get things down in your spirit and not just speak out of your mind and your mouth. Scriptures. Not a lie. Scriptures cannot be alive unless they go in the spirit. Every time you try to use the Bible, you better meditate John 6:63. It's the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And they're only spirit and life when I speak them to you, not to the group, not to all the people sitting next to you now, to you. All right, here's another one. When we get to flowing, open the door for the Holy Spirit to fully operate in the church, there's a lot of things that have been taken from us, taken back what the devil has stolen from the church. And he gave me two familiar scriptures, taking back what the devil has stolen from the church, what the devil has stolen from you. Now, he gave me two scriptures that are very familiar known by the church. John 10:10. The thief coming not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But I'm come that you might have life. You might have it more abundantly. Now, we need to know that scripture on the inside. And here's a brighter look at that scripture in another scripture, Ephesians 3:20 now. See, when you understand, when you got it on the inside, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Now, look what he says. According to the power. What do you think you're talking about now? What do you think you're talking about then? Huh? Huh? The Spirit, isn't it? Somebody said love is the spirit of love. Somebody said faith is the spirit of faith. Everything got to be in the spirit when it pertains to God, because God is a spirit. So Satan and the secular world try to keep us religious, that we don't go deep enough to come out who we really are. Oh, they don't mind us quoting scripture. We've been doing that for years, quoting scripture, and we have got little results compared to what we could have. But we're settling it now, because you got to ask yourself, am I in the spirit? I need to go pray in tongues some more. I need to praise God some more. I need to worship some more before I go to making all these orders. Just, I just said that, but John 6:63, you got in your note? I'm going to say something about it. I think I've said it already, but I'm going to say it as I have it down here. The Holy Spirit is ready to magnify the word in you. Not a logos word, flesh word, no, rhema word in you with spirit and life. John 6:63. Now, what that call for? Reading? No. Turn to Joshua 1:8. That's what they call for. See, we going on. We didn't quote our scripture and we praying in tongues. No, stop. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you how to do it in an odd way that your mind might not go with you. I've seen it over and over and over again. God will talk to you. Just like he had me walk on Captain Kuhlman's book. I mean, well, I don't know how the book got there. But once I stepped on it, I recognized what he wanted me to do. That didn't happen to me hundreds of times in different things. And it all came out in my favor. And the favor of people who connected with me. It's just, you just can't figure it out. I walk by the bookshelf sometimes like a book fall out. He want me to look at something in that book. Turn to Romans 8. Look at verse 2. I'm going to make a statement about opening the door for the Spirit to fully operate in you and opening the door for the Spirit to fully operate in the church. Romans 8, 2. Now, listen very carefully now. I'm going to say this, but I don't want you to miss this. And then we're going to read the verse. Now the laws of the Spirit will begin to manifest in every transaction. No matter what you're dealing with, the law of the Spirit is going to cause you to overcome the law of sin and death. Anything that is opposing you from living the life God wants you to have, it's coming from the law of sin and death. But notice this now. When you know how to flow in the Spirit, the laws of the Spirit will begin to manifest in every transaction. That means every transaction or every situation that is not in your favor will be overruled. Now, what Satan wanted to do is make a little, start jerking. And we're going to shout and dance. But right now, we need to dig. You know what it means to have to understand now the laws of the Spirit begin to manifest in every transaction I make? You know what that spells? Victory. You know what that tells me? I'd have wisdom.
You know what that tells me? I'm not going to be distracted by Satan. I'm going to have discernment. I see clean through that little setup that come up here. I said, no, I don't want no part of that. You brought your shower clothes? You will now know how to keep your head anointed with oil and your cup running over with God. Psalm 23:5. Pray I tell for me the prayer of my enemy, anoint my head with oil and my cup running over. So your head, you'll keep your head anointed with oil and your cup going to keep running over. That's what he wants for us in the body of Christ. He don't want us running around like everybody else running around, don't know, wondering what we're going to do. You will now know how to keep your head anointed with oil and your cup running over with God's presence. There's a place you must come to of knowing how to be completely yield to the Holy Ghost. Knowing how to become completely yield to the Holy Ghost. And I think Zechariah 4:6 tells us about that. Anybody know what Zechariah 4:6 is? Not by Mike. Turn there. You'll find Zechariah because we quote stuff too much. Not by Mike. No, by power, but by his spirit. Mm-hmm. Knowing how to be completely yielded to the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit. I told you, A, B, C. Your outer court, your inner court, which is your soul, and your soul now will try to be a substitute, but now you're going to know better. Because Scripture's going to be come alive to you, and you're going to be in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit. John, Revelation 1:10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. What he said, because he was in the Spirit, what he say? He was able to what? Three things. He saw some things, heard some things. You know the third one? Huh? What? Voice? Yeah, that's the heard. That's the heard, the voice. But there's something else. What? He understood things in the Spirit. Jesus appeared to him. Oh, my God. You know what's going to happen to your life? From this one lesson? You know some things. I understand that. From the one lesson, you say, wait a minute. The apostle said, wait till I get in the Spirit. I got to pray a little more. I got to praise a little more. I got to worship a little more. I'm not going to run you. Then the pastor told me, say, wait. There's no emergency. When you find yourself in the rush, you know who's pushing you? The enemy. He said, be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I got this covered. Be still and know I never lost a battle. Be still and know the battle is not yours. It's mine. You my child. Yeah. Not by might. No, by power, by my spirit, says the Lord. So is what I'm attempting to do, am I in the Spirit? You got to spend time with God to pray. You got to spend time with God to use the word. You got to spend time with God to pray. You got to spend time with God to worship. You're not in no spirit. I don't care what jerk you do, what dance you, I don't care what you're doing. You're not in the Spirit. When you're in the Spirit, you're going to be a winner when it looks like you're losing. because you know it. And you don't, when you're in the spirit, you do not need no second emotion. Don't tell me how I'm making it. I know how I'm making it. Coming to know, to have absolute dependent on the power of the Holy Spirit, on the power of God. See, he said, Luke 21:15, I believe it is. He give you a mouth and wisdom. Look at that scripture. You need to see when you're in the spirit. This is what it's, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries should not be able to gain, say, nor resist. That is powerful. Look at Luke 10:19. What Satan got to do? What, get your foot off of me. You probably to have my foot on you. Get your power to trade up on serpent and scorpion. Power of enemies should do you no harm. See, but all of this is hidden where? In the spirit. It's hidden in the spirit. So having a good time in church is not good enough. Boy, we had a good time. What? And then after you say, but I got some problems. I prayed all night. See, in the spirit. All right. Act 1:8, you got that. You're going to write that down. Now, this is so crucial that you're going to have to deal with it. Routine, regular, rituals, and religion cannot handle these times. Routine, regular, ritual, and religion cannot handle these times. Now go to Jude 20. You might look at verse 19 for it. Jude 19. Because these be they who separate themselves what? What? Kai, I heard you. What'd you say? Sensual. Look what he said next. That's where Satan wants you at. With your Bible open. With your hand in the air. But he never wants you to cross that line and get in the spirit. You can have your Bible open and still sensual. But look at the next verse. Get out the sensual. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. What you building? Where you building at? Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You're building. When you're in the spirit. See, I'm in the spirit now. I can pray right now and we all will fall out. The anointing will swipe every problem. It's so powerful. You got to catch it. Learn to live from the inside. Too much noise on the outside. Get them four winds a blowing. Yeah. I tell you what, Ezekiel had a lot of sense, and you better get it too. Get the same sense he had. I think time was bad, and all them people there, all them dry bones. And the Lord asked Ezekiel, he says, can these bones live? Yeah. Ezekiel said, Lord, I know it. I can't handle this, you know. Lord, I know it. So that means everything you go through the rest of your life, God knows. Yes. So wait on him to tell you what to do. Yes. Don't try to use your intellect. It's not going to work. Lord, thou know it. Same way in John 6. with this overwhelming problem, 5,000 people, and few fish in the loaves of bread. But it said something said in there. Jesus asked him all kind of questions. But the Bible says he already knew what he's gonna do. I'm gonna multiply this bread. Do you know every situation we go through, Jesus already knows what he's gonna do? If I just can get you out the way, with all your prayer and all your scriptures not in the spirit. Wait on him. Sometimes he give you one word more powerful than 13 books if you're in the spirit. You get a word from God, you got it. I'll say this real careful, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Look at the structure word that the Holy Spirit have done through two words, money coming. How he's changed thousands and thousands of people's lives. Ministries who paid attention to it. Some of them who didn't pay attention to it, God bless them. But when God give you a word, he gave me that word for the church, you see? You follow what I'm saying? That's why it's so powerful. That's why when you hear it, you recognize that it's from God. It's not something a man made up, because it's in the spirit. Money coming. Common word, but once God give them, they're not common no more. And so that's the same way when you're dealing with something, he'll give you a word that'll connect you to a scripture. Don't look for no other scripture. Stay right there, baby. Stay right there. It's right there, scripture he give you. Stay right there. Don't try to run no references. Don't go get no other book. Stay right there. Watch what happens. But routine, regular, ritual, and religion cannot handle these times. That's why God have me training you like this. It doesn't really matter how you feel. That's been your problem already, your feeling. We're trying to get you in faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith. According to it is written, we have spoken. We are all devils and speak also. You got to know how to speak in faith. You got to know, you can't speak in fake. Like you know God so good. But anyway, I'm going to give two more things. I'm going through. Spiritual things are only spiritually revealed. Matthew 16:17. Spiritual things are only spiritually revealed. It's a spiritual book. Men wrote this book as it's moved by the Holy Ghost. It's going to take the Holy Ghost to write this book in your heart. But remember that thing. Now, spiritual things are only revealed. Spiritual things are only spiritually revealed. Look what Jesus said. And look, a whole lot of other people be guessing. Oh, that's what we got right now. Thank you, Jesus. A whole lot of people, they're worried, confused. They don't know what to do now. I mean, the doggone newspaper, everybody, just all kind of stuff. And just scared that they could, and church people are scared than anybody I ever seen. Just afraid. I know you got to have wisdom, take care of yourself, you understand? But don't be so afraid that God can't handle it. God can handle it. And so people be so confused when things don't go normally. But this boy here had an answer. And Jesus telling you why. And he telling you why you're going to be ready. And Jesus answered and said to him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not what? Revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Now, back to the statement. Now, what the point I give you? Spiritual thing? Spiritual, right? It's very important not to try to get a spiritual answer from a secular situation. Wait on it. Isaiah 40:31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I like that thing about the eagle, because the eagle don't use his strength. Eagle use the wind strength. That's God's strength. And so I see that as if I wait on the Lord, if I'm dealing with something, I'm not going to have to use my strength because I ain't got enough strength. I just soar. God will start blowing the wind a certain way for me to ride. And no matter who up against you, no matter how it look, when you wait and that wind's not coming, I guess the last one I'm going to give you tonight. I want the Holy Spirit to fully operate in me and through me and for my life. I want the Holy, say that with me. I want the Holy Spirit to fully operate in me and through me and for my life. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Say this one with me. The laws of the Spirit will begin to manifest in every transaction of my life. From this night forward, I will know how to be completely yielded to the Holy Spirit. I will have absolute dependence on the power of the Holy Spirit, on the power of God. All right, son.